This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3565. There's a benefit to being a patron of Star Wars 7x7 that, in all honesty, I have not fulfilled nearly as often as I should have. It has to do with our Star Patron Q&A, where people who are supporting the show at the Vader's Fist level and above get to pose questions that help define and direct where our conversation takes us here on the podcast. So we are finally getting back to that today with a couple of questions from Tony and Bobby. And so let's dig in. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you to the patrons who help make this show possible every day with their support at patreon.com/sw7x7. And in particular, and relevant to this podcast, thank you to the people who are supporting it at the Vader's Fist level and above, because those patrons get to submit questions that become part of what our public discussion is here on Star Wars 7x7. They help direct what goes out to the world in this particular episode. So the first question we're going to talk about comes from Tony S, and he says, mine is a two-parter. If Star Wars storytelling, using the categories you have to kick off the preview of each month, was only allowed to continue in one format, which would you want to keep going? And then, what is something you would want that format to explore that hasn't been addressed yet? So this is a tough one, and I guess I'll start for everybody else in case you need the refresher. The categories that we talk about in the monthly previews are movies, live action series, animation, books, audiobooks and short stories, comics, video games, virtual reality, streaming, live events and experiences, and merchandise. Although merchandise has been going back and forth, and we brought it back again. So it was pretty easy for me to narrow it down to a top four, which would have been movies, live action series, video games, and live experiences. Although I probably could have swapped video games for animation, basically. But ultimately, narrowing it down to just one, I end up with live action series. And I think the reason why I ended up with that is because we are actually getting more live action series from Star Wars than we have with movies. I have argued in the past that one of the allures of Star Wars had to do with its comparative scarcity, and certainly we're no longer in a scarcity mindset when it comes to Star Wars storytelling. But yeah, more is kind of more in some cases, even as the folks at Disney talk about rationalizing the amount of content production, which basically means that they want to scale it back. But, you know, to get two seasons of live action Star Wars storytelling a year, which is kind of what we're trending toward, I mean, that's pretty amazing. And if they keep up that level of production, that's fantastic. And so far, the quality has been pretty good overall. And if they were to scale it back to one series a year, which I hope they don't, but yeah, I feel like we're getting more Star Wars through live action storytelling on Disney Plus than we are in the movie situation. Yes, it was great to get five movies in the space of 5 years, and yet here we are, and it's going to have been, 7 years in between movies. So yeah, I would definitely say live action is the one story format I hope would continue if I had to pick from the 12 that we cover. As far as something that I would like to see that format explore that hasn't been addressed yet, I'm going to go with the period in between Star Wars and The Empire Strikes Back and say that I would love to see stories from those 3 years with Han and Luke and Leia. And yes, I'm going to say it, recast them. Sebastian Stan as Luke, Alden Ehrenreich as Han, Billy Lord as Leia. Like, let's go. Let's just do it and tell some wild, fun stories of their exploits in those years between Star Wars and Empire. And I'll throw another one in there too. I would love the story that led up to Luke and Ben in that moment that we see in flashbacks in The Last Jedi. Everything that led up to that, I would like to see that. And then also the aftermath of that too. So that's my answer about format and what I'd like to see on it, if that was the only format that existed. I'd love to hear your answer too. So please chime in comments right here at YouTube or on the Q&A at Spotify, or leave your answer at the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com. And the other question I want to answer here is from Bobby G. He says, I know that generally you tend to be very positive, but if there was one piece of constructed criticism you had about the Disney era of Star Wars, what would it be? And I guess I limited my format response to one form, even though I actually gave two answers for what would be pursued in that format. But yeah, I have two answers for this one as well. The first thing I would say is that you need to have somebody who has a hold of the entire story, who ultimately is responsible for the story. And I'm thinking specifically of the Skywalker saga, just having one person to hold the story all the way through. Now, I know that there are a lot of arguments that could spring up from this, and one of them would be the idea that if you think about the original trilogy, a lot of it wasn't really planned out in advance, and there were some things that were decided in Return of the Jedi that were just figured out at the time that they were writing Return of the Jedi. So yeah, it wasn't necessarily planned out, and neither was the sequel trilogy, so you know, you can't necessarily say that the sequel trilogy suffers in comparison to the original trilogy because of that one idea. However, the original trilogy had Lucas consulting on it all the way through and co-writing the script at some level. So it did have that continuity. It had one person who was thinking about the entirety of the story all the way through. And that's something that the sequel trilogy did not seem to have. Yes, they had treatments from Lucas, and yes, elements of those treatments made it into the various movies, but really, J.J. Abrams was in a position with The Force Awakens to be the person who could have been part of the whole sequel trilogy process and kind of oversaw how the whole story was developing. And Larry Kasdan, for that matter, could have played a role in that too, since he co-wrote The Force Awakens. And Kasdan, of course, was part of the writing team for Empire and Jedi. So yes, like that kind of continuity over all three movies, I think really would have been helpful. And to just draw one more parallel about it, in The Empire Strikes Back, when Obi-Wan tells Yoda that boy is our last hope, and Yoda says, no, there is another, that wasn't necessarily going to be Leia. The intention wasn't for it to be Leia. And it wasn't until the production of Return of the Jedi that George Lucas, who had had ideas about who it might be and about revealing that in later storytelling, just decided, yeah, this has been a really difficult process to get through all of these movies. I'm just going to say it's Leia and be done with it, because there was a story problem around that final confrontation with Luke and Vader and what was going to make Luke angry enough to actually attack Vader, and that presented a solution to that situation as well. By comparison, you think about the sequel trilogy, you think about The Last Jedi and about how Kylo Ren kills Snoke, and from that point on, it seems like Kylo Ren is going to be the guy that they have to deal with in the final movie of the trilogy, that he's going to be the big bad villain that they have to either turn to the good side or ultimately kill. But then instead it turns out that somehow Palpatine returned. And you know what? Like, I'm okay with that decision. I mean, the expanded universe is filled with stories about how Palpatine was trying to come back in a cloned body and did it over and over again. So like, this is not out of nowhere at all. But if J.J. Abrams had been involved in the story of The Last Jedi by virtue of him being involved in The Force Awakens and, you know, retrospectively finding out that he was going to be involved in The Rise of Skywalker, this is absolutely nothing against Rian Johnson at all. Period, paragraph, not criticizing Rian Johnson here in any way, shape, or form. If J.J. Abrams had been involved, he's canny enough to have done this. He could have laid the groundwork for Palpatine's return and made it make more sense and seem less jarring than it did in The Rise of Skywalker. So that's one piece of constructive criticism I would offer. If you're talking about a trilogy, a saga, just have one person who can oversee the story and its variations and permutations and developments over the entire course of the trilogy. And the other thing I'd say is just have the courage of your convictions. Trust your storytellers. Let them develop really fascinating takes on Star Wars. Give them the power and the resources that they need to transport us in brand new and exciting ways. Now, I know if you're listening to this podcast, then you are probably a very positive person when it comes to Star Wars stuff as well. So I feel comfortable opening this up to you to say, if you had a piece of constructive criticism for Disney era Star Wars, what would it be? Yeah, I would like to hear your answer on that too, because I trust that it is going to be positive and constructive as well. So again, YouTube comments are right there. Spotify Q&A section is there in the app. And if you're catching this anywhere else, please go to the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com and let me know what you think. And Tony and Bobby, thank you so much for those questions. I really enjoyed answering them, and I'd love to hear your answers too, for that matter. So yeah, let's have at it. I will post in our thread on Patreon for this one, and let's get some conversation going. And I'll also post the request for April questions, which will get answered this month for sure this time. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.